To sports, more on that championship last night as UConn wins their second straight championship.
It was a 75-60 UConn victory over Purdue, the call on TBS.
It is a UConn coronation. The Huskies make history. Back-to-back national champions.
Tristan Nugent scored 20 points for the Huskies, and they limited the country's second-best three-point shooting team to only seven shots behind the arc. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
The HUTCC Athletic Department will host a celebration for the Blue Dragon women's basketball team tonight at the Sports Arena. Celebration will take place from 6 to 8 and will allow the public to take photos with the student athletes and coaching staff, as well as get autograph and hear speeches. Hutchinson capped off their 37-0 season with the national championship over Northwest Florida State. That gave the Blue Dragons their first ever national title in program history. It will be a celebration tonight at the arena. The National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics announcing a policy Monday that all but bans transgender athletes from competing in women's sports at its 241 mostly small colleges across the country. The NAIA Council of Presidents approved the policy in a 20-0 vote at its annual convention in Kansas City, Missouri. The NAIA, which oversees some 83,000 athletes competing in more than 25 sports, is believed to be the first collegiate sports organization to take such a step. According to the transgender participation policy, which goes into effect in August, all athletes may participate in NAIA-sponsored male sports, but only athletes whose biological sex assigned at birth is female and have not begun hormone therapy will be allowed to participate in women's sports. The Kansas Jayhawk Conference has named Gary Pauls the new supervisor of women's basketball officials for the conference. Pauls has officiated at the collegiate level for 15 years. He'll begin his KJCCC supervisor position immediately. Pauls will coordinate game assignments and oversee summer development camps. Congrats to him. 6-4 Royals, who won three straight, had Monday off. Kansas City host Houston at the K. Have won four straight. Cole Reagans, the Royals ace, will take his 1.46 ERA to the bump tonight. Our Royals baseball coverage here begins at 6. High school baseball. Buehler sweeps Clearwater. They take game 1, 8-0. Crusaders come back and win game 2, 14-4. Hutch High Salt Hawks will host Mays South at Hobart Dinner today. You can catch the stream starting at 4 o'clock on hutchpost.com with our own Sean Boston. Yesterday, college ranks, the Hutchinson Community College baseball team blanks Sterling JV 18-0 in a run rule in 7. Softball team unbelievable as they sweep Northwest Kansas Tech, winning 11-1 and 30-2. In that 30-2 win, they set a school record with 32 hits. 21-ranked Oklahoma State takes on Wichita State tonight at Kansas Riverfront Stadium in Wichita. First pitch 6 o'clock. That game on ESPN+. That's sports. More at HutchPost.com.